This is CliffCentral.com.
Hello and welcome to another In Conference with Michael Jackson right here on your favorite podcast platform. This is CliffCentral.com, and this is the show where you get to meet the people that I'm lucky enough to meet on my world of conference travels. I get to stage with some of the most incredible people from around the business world, from around the entrepreneurial world, business leaders, gurus, thought provokers, the occasional entertainer, and the person that I'm about to introduce you to for this episode of our show, a man who's known as the Mentalist. No stranger to this platform either at CliffCentral.com, the one and only homegrown South African talent who goes by the name of Gilan Gork, joining us now on Skype from his home because we've caught him finally in Johannesburg. But it's a pleasure to have you with us on the show. Gilan, how are you, sir?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Well, you should know how I am. As a mentalist, you ought to know how I'm feeling anyway, right?
Yeah, but if I don't ask you, then how do you know that I even care?
That's also very, very true. So tell me about Gilan Gork, the man. For those people who might be meeting you for the first time or listening in, who is Gilan Gork? What's your brand all about?
Who is Gilan Gork and the brand? I suppose there's a lot of overlap in this industry as who we are as people and the brand that we have out there. And I suppose a lot of people call me the Mentalist. Really, I'm just, I would say, a normal guy who has an extraordinary fascination with the world of psychology and influence and really trying to help people to become the most influential that they can be. So that's really the area that I specialize in. And some people have seen me in the entertainment space where I present shows that have to do with reading and influencing people, things that do come across almost psychic in nature. And a lot of people ask me if I have supernatural abilities, which I'm the first to admit that I don't.
Do you get changed in a phone box before your show starts?
And just rip off my shirt. I do have those little stud buttons on my shirt just in case I need it. Rip it off at any given moment and have my spandex superhero suit.
As long as you're not wearing your underpants over your trousers, mate, I'm with you still. You know, it's...
Well, you know, you'll let me know when the day comes that you're fortunate enough to see me in my underpants. And we'll have the discussion then. But, yeah, look, it's not, you know, it's really, the mind is a brilliant thing. And, when I do my talks and shows, I really demonstrate how the power of influence can be used either in an entertaining way or how people can use it to reach their goals faster. So that's it in a nutshell, I suppose.
I love the fact that you have that crossover ability as well, because purist entertainment is one thing. I've seen people at your shows. They go wild for you. You do some pretty amazing what looks like psychic stroke supernatural things. You're going to tell me it all links back to psychology, influence, and behavior. And that, I guess, gets you into the corporate space, where on corporate stages at events all across the world, and I know you've been very busy recently, you're helping people read other people better. Is that a good description of that?
Well, reading people better is definitely part of being able to influence people. So you're absolutely right. There was a crossover which just happened quite naturally, and I would prefer, you know, present my shows to companies and where I call people up at random, and we have a lot of fun on stage where I read what they're thinking and I'll influence them to do or say certain things, and sometimes I'll be able to predict exactly what they'll do or say. Obviously because I've managed to influence it. And I've had a lot of people come up to me, you know, MDs and managers and so on, saying, well, Gilan, if this is what you can do in an entertainment sense, how do we take these same skills and use them in business so that we can achieve, our goals a lot faster? And of course, I straight away saw that everything in business and in life is directly proportional to influence. If we want to achieve a great goal, often we need to influence the people around us. And so the more people ask me how to use these in business, the more I realized that people really needed to be able to influence others in completely ethical ways, of course, to be able to do that. So I started to teach people how to read others based on their nonverbal communication, their body language, and also how to influence people through their own body language and the psychology of influence as well. To be able to create these great situations, either in leadership, because leadership is influence, or in sales, or in marketing, all of them link back to influence. So there was that natural crossover, and very quickly then I became a business speaker, because of that thirst for knowledge and that thirst, that desire that people have to become more influential.
Which do you enjoy doing most, Gilan? Is it the entertainment on stage in front of thousands of adoring fans throwing their underwear at you, or is it the hard, in the nutshell, corporate conference somewhere in the Drakensberg or in Paris or wherever you are, helping people do better in business? What's your personal preference?
That's a great question. I think this business, as you know, Michael, is very rewarding when you have people who really get a lot of value out of what you do. And I think that value is communicated in two different ways, but they're equally as rewarding. When I present a show, I love that sense of wow. I love having, you know, that silence in the audience just split seconds before they erupt into applause is extremely rewarding, because they're obviously getting a huge entertainment kick out of it, a huge realization from watching, you know, that show on stage. Whereas in the business sense, whether I'm, you know, presenting in front of thousands of people at a business conference or a product launch, or whether I'm involved, you know, I've done groups as small as five. But the reward is just as big, because the minute you see even one person having that penny drop moment where they completely, you know, turn their perceptions around, or they get some amazing new techniques and realizations that are going to change the way that they do things in their business and their life, that is just as rewarding, even though there might not be, you know, underwear throwing involved in the equation. So it's a difficult question to answer, because the reward comes in different ways. From the entertainment sense, I suppose having that huge audience and that energy is one thing, but there's just as much energy that comes from an audience that goes and applies what you teach them, and it transforms their life. So I'm kind of answering a bit like a politician.
No, I get it, and I'm with you. But let me ask you another direct question, then. Does Gilan Gork ever get nervous?
Always. Always. I don't think that there's one gig that I've not gotten nervous. Sometimes more than others. You know, if I've developed something which is unique, I get a lot of companies ask me to develop bespoke pieces of mentalism to give the audience an experience that will also communicate specific messages. In fact, just today, I'm stepping in. I can't give too much information, but I'm part of a huge advertising agency's pitch to a prospective client, and I've, you know, created some really unique mentalism that they will have. It's completely custom made for them. So there's always a bit of nerves when trying something new, and that might be a little bit higher than the nerves before going on stage and doing a presentation that I've done thousands of times. But either way, there's always nerves involved, and it's a good thing. It's not about getting the butterflies to stop flying around. It's about getting the butterflies to fly in formation, and that's the secret.
Awesome. I love that. Now, I mean, you've done some pretty bold things. You've predicted rugby scores for important games. You've, you know, on the media, when people have seen you on television, heard you on radio, listening to you now, for those that know you, I mean, you know, you're bold. You get out there and you call it a spade is a spade, right?
That's right. Yeah. I've done debunking of psychics on South Africa's Carte Blanche. Everyone's familiar with that show. And often when people say, oh, Gilan's been on Carte Blanche twice, I get funny looks as if I've been, you know, under investigation. But but actually, you're right. It was because of that, you know, going undercover and actually debunking things and exploring, you know, the world that I belong to in this mentalist sense.
And you've driven celebrities whilst blindfolded around Kyle Army Racetrack. That must have been fairly nerve-wracking for them, let alone you.
Well, I mean, I'm sure it was nerve-wracking for them, but they weren't the one who signed for the 1.5 million rand Aston Martin that I was driving. I remember they gave me the car to drive.
Ouch.
And as I went to pick it up, they said, oh, and if you would just sign here. And so, you know, and then I was told by the program that they had just put obstacles in the course. And they wouldn't let me go and even have a look at the course and see where the obstacles were. So it was quite nerve-wracking for me especially, but I'm sure that that Derek Watts, who was sitting next to me, was fairly nerve-wracking as well. So it's very rewarding at the end of it when it all works out, I suppose.
You've talked of techniques to change lives that you teach in corporate stages or on corporate stages. What are the top techniques that you think people listening to this podcast platform right now go, hey, the guy's greatly entertaining. He's fun to watch. He's really engaging. What are the top couple of things that they could learn from attending one of your events? What do you most teach?
Well, I think that probably the greatest take-home message that I give to people before I start teaching them specific techniques is just the importance of influence. A lot of the time, people, you know, even if they know what they want to achieve, they somehow seem to hit a glass ceiling. And very often people don't realize that that glass ceiling is really their ability to influence others. And the higher their ability is to influence others, the higher that glass ceiling will rise. And so the higher you can break through. So really, that is the greatest message that I say to people, is that if you focus on any one given skill, focus on influence, because the more you're able to influence, the more you'll be able to achieve what you want to achieve, and achieve it a lot quicker as well.
How do you do it, though?
Well, there's various ways to influence. You know, influence is quite a broad term. You know, people who aren't even alive can still have influence. Think about Nelson Mandela and the legacy that he's left. Even his name still has influence. But the influence that I teach it falls either into categories of persuasion. And so, you know, my book that I had come out last year, Persuasion Games, is all about the psychology of persuasion. And then the other side of it, of course, is how to build influential relationships, which is obviously very different to having, you know, to get someone to say yes and comply when you're face to face.
Yep.
So they're definitely, you know, there's definitely a crossover of techniques. But I teach people how to do anything from reading and influencing others using nonverbal communication, body language, or how to say things in a specific way or position your message in a specific way, which will have a far higher chance of people really, you know, mobilizing into action on your ideas.
Social media, have you got stuff on this all over social media? Where do people find out more about Gilan Gulp the man and his content?
They can find me on social media, definitely. They can either search for Gilan Gork, that's GILANGORK. There's only one of me in the world. And or they can find me on my website. I've got tons of resources and articles and videos on GilanGork.com. It might be easier to remember mindreader.co.za, which will take you to the website as well.
Oh, that's cool. But I often say to my guests as well, you know, the proof of the pudding as to who you are is Google. And if you type in Gilan Gork, not only are you unique, I've got a problem, because when they type in Michael Jackson, some really strange, crazy stuff comes up that has nothing to do with me. But the strange, crazy stuff that has everything to do with you, when you type in Gilan Gork onto Google itself. But, I think that's a really cool thing. You know, are you finding social media very advantageous to you at the moment? Lots of people obviously want to engage with you once they've met you, heard you, seen you, or listened to you.
Yes, I get weird and wonderful messages on social media. Anyone asking me for lotto numbers, I get asked to find missing people. I mean, some of them are hilarious. Some of them are actually quite sad. I suppose there's a lot of people out there desperate to reach out for people who can help them. But for the most part, you're absolutely right. You know, I connect a lot with people when I'm on stage, and I get a lot of messages and people telling me how they enjoyed the material, or giving me feedback on how they've used it. Or asking me lots of questions. So I do like to be completely accessible on social media. I love connecting with people, and it's been a great tool, definitely.
So I guess we could call Gilan Gork the ultimate influencer, and he's really, really approachable. I've had the privilege of working with the man on several occasions, sharing stages with him, and I know exactly what happens when he's finished. People just mob him. So take this opportunity, if you're listening now, go and Google Gilan Gork as we come to the end of our interview. Time is always against us. GilanGork.com, or you said the other one was The Mentalist? What was the other site, Gilan?
Mindreader.co.za.
Wow. And learn how to do this stuff for yourself. There is no limit to what you can achieve. All you need to do is be a better influencer. And that's from the words of the ultimate influencer, Gilan Gork himself. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. I know that you're booked up months into advance, although you probably have one or two dates available in your calendar. You're off to Europe or to Asia in the next couple of weeks, right?
That's right. I'm going to Hong Kong, Malaysia, Philippines, and Singapore on a speaker tour with Entrepreneur Organization, which I'm really excited about. And then I'm in Europe again in August, and I'm back in the UK for a couple of gigs in September. So every month has got some international travel. And, of course, I love doing gigs here in South Africa as well.
Fantastic stuff. And I wish you more and more strength, my friend, but you know you've got it anyway, the ultimate influencer. A real pleasure having you on the show. Time, as always, is against us, but that's the caliber of guest you meet on In Conference with Michael Jackson, right here, of course, on your favorite podcast platform. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you at the next podcast as well. Go back and look at the ones we've previously done. And remember, this is CliffCentral.com. Thank you for listening. It's been a real pleasure having you.
This is CliffCentral.com.